Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nice job by Clint Sterner. Real nice job.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Appreciate you stopping that highlight where you did, T, and keeping that Opie part out of there. I appreciate that.
Yeah, what a jerk that guy was.
Well, I mean, he misspoke. It was Elmo, by the way, not Opie, but Opie was fine, too. I mean, I feel like he was profiling me.
It was.
I feel like I should probably go back and get his ass. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, he was being awfully judgmental about your height, and you're not even a short dude. You're not vertically challenged.
It didn't sound like he was complimenting me, though. I felt like it was coming from a negative place from that jackass, whoever it was.
You showed
who
him.
Was that? Who was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I showed him by throwing 4 picks the next week and getting benched.
Yeah, but we wouldn't talk about the next week.
I bet they had some good things to say in that first half of that Giants game. Go back and find some of that, T.
Well, that game that audio came from, I mean, you won that game, bro.
Yeah, we won that.
Own it.
Yeah, how about that? Dirty's Daily today is powered by My Social Medias. My Social Medias. Hey, tap in, baby. I just put 3 Texans videos out from this weekend's game that are pretty solid. At Clint Sterner on Twitter, IG, and Facebook. Easy to find. Give me a follow. Give me a like. I like them all. So go on and hit me up on them social medias. When you get a chance. Road tripping with The Drive, y'all. This week, Thirsty Thursday, we are in Tomball Parkway, Buffalo Wild Wings. We've been up that way a time or two, hadn't we? Thirsty Thursday, big shout out to Bud Light for making that happen. Come through, hang out with us. Friday, we're down Webster Way. I spent some time running the streets down in that Webster Way in my years coming up now. That was an easy jaunt over there from the Dirty Bay.
You said I've been there. I'll have to remember. I don't remember going to Web City. Is that what they call it?
Webster. I don't know. Web City, I think, is in Missouri, isn't it?
It is, but I thought that might have been a nickname.
No.
Come on out to Web City.
You know, I don't know. They may have a nickname.
Dirty Bay, Web City.
Webster is at one point, was a pretty fertile hunting ground, if you know what I mean. Boomer Jack's Grill in
That's
Webster.
That's ass, fellas.
Yeah, Boomer Jack's Grill in Webster off Gulf Freeway. Football Friday, brought to you by our Houston area Ford dealers, brought to you by Academy, brought to you by Tomball Ford. We got a lot of action right there at Boomer Jack's. So Buffalo Wild Wings and Tomball on Thursday for Thirsty Thursday, and Boomer Jack's Grill in Webster for Football Friday. Hey, guys, I got to circle back to something real quick because I got it. Tyler, we got a deal for you. The owners of the Texans have have chimed in on your visit to Tennessee.
Are you serious?
I bet Hannah's the ringleader.
If you missed it earlier, I believe in the 2:45 segment, we addressed the elephant in the room, which is Tyler and his wife and his pops. Are going to their annual road game for the Texans, and they have gone three previous years, and they have all arguably been the three worst losses of those individual years for the team, and Tyler's been there in person to watch it.
Can't even argue it.
So there's got to be a little bit of a jinx there. There's got to be, what'd you call it, Ron?
A curse.
There's got to be a little bit of a curse there.
People are calling it the Tyler Road curse.
Well, they've,
I don't believe in curses, but my hands are tied.
The McNairs have spoken, Tyler.
Are you being for real? Hannah and Cal chimed in on this?
They're going to put him on the PG.
No. They're willing to buy you out of your plane and your game tickets. So you don't go.
They're going to put me on the PJ?
No. They want to keep you as far away from Nashville as they possibly can.
Well, that doesn't sound like a deal for me.
What about his wife? What about his wife and his dad? His
family. Him and family. They're going, whatever money you spent, they're going to reimburse you so you stay your ass at home.
My dad's never been to a Titans game. He's a huge fan.
No, to hell with that. Listen, Tyler.
God, I got all excited. I thought I was getting like a PJ, maybe some sideline.
I'm not going to.
No. They want you as far away.
They're not
going
to get you closer to the action.
They heard the way Ron laid it out. You think all of a sudden they were going to want you on a coin toss or something at midfield?
Heck?
They've been waiting on it. They listened to the show. They've been waiting. Which one is he going to pick?
Which one's he going to pick? Which one do we have to
win? I love you guys. Damn.
I'm just telling you, man. I think you ought to consider it.
Listen.
Get your money back and pick another game, man. Chalk it up to a bad decision.
I just think you should really think about what negotiation here is. They've kicked it off. Like, I think there's a lot of places that you could go here.
So I got a counter.
I think you sit on this and think, all right, if they're going to pay for airfare and everything.
You're on to something.
I mean, what do I get back? Do I get five games? Do I get, like, what can I get?
Do you get a future game on the private jet?
Can I get a day
in
a suite?
On McNairways.
Can I get a night in a suite, a day in a suite sitting next
to. You see what I did there, T?
Sitting next to
Ron
Hakeem.
Ron didn't see what I did there.
Hakeem?
Last time they were up there.
A game
can
or two in the suite.
Like, I'm just spitballing here. Can I get some JJ autograph stuff?
You're on to something.
I'm just saying, you got to take this thing and negotiate. Cal, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm
pretty serious.
I'll check with them and see if they're up for a negotiation, but I know reimbursing you essentially so you don't go is on the table. Money is not a problem.
Right. I mean, you got to act like you just caught Altuve's 3,000th hit, and you're the captain now.
I'll have a counter offer.
I don't know, Tyler.
Ready in the 5 o'clock hour.
Tyler, a big part
shoot
of it has
the damn
to be
stars.
Not only in the suite, but you want to sit because anytime they throw Cal and Hannah up on the big screen in their suite. It's usually on the front row of their suite.
Of course.
And they're usually sitting with a big name player. Cushing was there with them last week. Andre's been there with them. They've had some different celebrities.
Marcus Luttrell.
I would have weird stuff in there.
I think part of your package should be sitting on the front row between Cal and Hannah and on the big screen in that Cushing
spot. I'd
have weird
stuff. I'd have seven game series beer pong.
Of course you'd overdo it.
With Hannah and Cal and a partner of my choosing.
And you'd want all your family and in-laws.
Yeah, partner of my choosing.
Ron would want 10 seats in the box for seven.
Oh, man. 10?
What are you talking about?
I think he's asked for 12 or 14 in the past.
10. I do keep it even.
Maybe a Cal McNair grilled steak. I've heard he's pretty damn good on the grill.
Still waiting on those Bucks tickets, Aaron.
She did say part of the deal is that the old gal that owns the Titans can't then up and bring you in for it.
No
she
one
said
because
they
we're Adams. Not dealing with anything with Amy Adams.
Well, but the point is that with his record here, it would behoove the Titans to bring him in.
I am not 100% sure if Amy Adams had car trouble on the side of the road that Hannah would stop to help her.
I'd take a video and laugh at her.
If her car, like, she got two tires out and she is really
it could be midnight
and it's like 10 degrees. I think Hannah would keep driving.
No quick. Now Cal may help. Cal will help. I mean, Hannah'd speed up.
Sorry, Amy Adams.
She'd try to swipe her with her mirror and keep on going.
call Titans legend Earl Campbell to help you out, Amy. Sorry.
Hey, that's how they do it up in Montgomery County,
let's,
baby.
Let's get a more fit form.
I'm going to work on a counter for you.
Maybe work on that, T. The McNairs have spoken. But we got to tell you what, who else has spoken is the practice report. And I'm not going to go down the whole thing. We'll do that in the last hour and a half of the show here at some point, I'm sure. But there is a part of the report that I think is going to put the Texans in a good place. I mean, to be honest with you, in a good place. But they've got to make some tough decisions here, Ron. And maybe some of y'all don't think they're very tough. We talked about it yesterday. I think Trent Brown played a level of right tackle. In particularly, there's a couple of things that he can do, abilities that he brings to the table that nobody else does that you just can't ignore at that right tackle position, right? And you also know that your typical right tackle and Titus Howard can also play inside. So those are all the things that are complicating this situation. Well, today it happened, Ron. Those were all speculation, if you will, because Titus Howard was out with a concussion. Ed Ingram was out. Was he with a knee or an ankle or something?
Knee.
Those two guys were out, so it was less of a conversation and less of a decision had to be made. Well, today's practice report, Titus Howard is out of concussion protocol and at practice participating. And Ed Ingram is back from the knee injury, and he is back at practice as well, which puts the Texans in a position where they've got to make an O-line decision. No doubt about it. They've got to make some kind of O-line decision. Now, how difficult is it?
Do you think they're sitting right here as this game starts, understanding this three-game stretch they got coming up, and it looks like they're going to have all their guys healthy? Do you think that there is serious conversations being had between the powers that be that make this decision that they're not going to go to the offensive line that they have been using when Ed Ingram and Titus Howard are healthy?
Well, they're definitely not going to that because their left guard is not going to be.
Yeah, their left guard.
But I do. I think the Texans organization is a – I think every week they talk about who's our best five regardless of who's injured and who's not. Like, I think they have these conversations and consider making moves whether somebody's injured or not. Just like this past week, they trotted two guards out there that ain't played a snap all year long and benched the two guys that have been rotating at left guard. So I think they talk about it every week. But yes, Ron, I do. More specifically to the point I'm making, I believe that the Texans cannot ignore the tackle product that Trent Brown put out there. And I believe knowing that Titus Howard can also play guard and knowing that you've got a guard problem with this football team still with Scruggs and Lakin Tomlinson appearing to not be your answers, I think there's a conversation there to be had. Now, what may save them is Jarrett Patterson playing well. Because that's the other decision is who do you start at left guard, Jarrett Patterson or Scruggs? Who do you start at right tackle, Titus Howard or Trent Brown? Right now, Trent Brown was on that same practice report. He was practicing, but he had a little bit of an ankle issue. So they may get bailed out here, and it may just say, hey, Trent Brown, you're a little nicked up. You're older. Hey, you go back to our reserve tackle spot. Howard, you're going to be our right tackle. And, hey, Patterson played well. Let him start at guard. So it may be as simple as that, Ron. I'm just here to tell the people to kind of piggyback on what I said yesterday about how well Jarrett Patterson and, more importantly, Trent Brown played. There is now a legit traffic jam because all these guys are back healthy and practicing on a Wednesday, which is what you like to see before a big game on Sunday, right? So I just think that there's a decision that's going to have to be made. Now, again, it may be one of those very simple ones, path of least resistance. You just plug guys right back in and you keep it moving. Or do you make what I would say is not a crazy move and move Titus Howard back inside and let Trent Brown ride at right tackle? I don't know how real that is. They know how real it is. Like, do you think it's like it's possible that they look at Trent Brown and go, he ain't got eight straight games in him?
As you've said before, I think anything's possible. With their mindset.
Yes.
And how I'm not even joking. I think anything is possible with their mindset. I look at it, and clearly for me, like the number one thing I look at when we talk about all of it is, like, Titus Howard is at his best as a tackle. And I think he is the team's best tackle. And can he play guard? Yes. I don't know if he's great at it. And is he better than Patterson? Like, is he a better, like, at left guard, is he better than Patterson? And are you running the risk of having a downgrade at two spots?
Yeah. Great. All good points. Fair.
And so, you know, I'm not sure with the I looked at Trent Brown and I thought, you feel really good if somebody's got to go in. You feel a lot better than I did. Like, I didn't know what that was going to look like with Titus being out. And obviously, Trent Brown could play. And they were dropping back and passing a lot. So that helps his cause. But
well, for the record, what I believe happens is I believe that they leave Ursary at left tackle, obviously. I believe Patterson is your left guard. Andrews is your center. I think you plug Ingram back in at that right guard position. Titus Howard stays at right tackle. And I think Trent Brown goes back to the swing tackle, or probably the inactive, right? I mean, he's going to be...
Yeah, he's been inactive.
He'll be inactive because Blake Fisher will have to be your swing tackle because of all the different packages that he is involved in.
Again, I'd hope that they would teach him the Blake Fisher package, because I'd much rather have him be doing that
impressive.
And be active, just in case you had to make something happen.
It was impressive. I just don't know that they can. I know they can't ignore it, Ron. Now it's just a matter of, okay, do you just feel really good about your tackle situation if anything happens moving forward, or do you want to make a move that you feel like makes your offensive line more powerful and better for the stretch run here? We'll see. I think it's a reality. I don't think it's likely, but I do think it's a real conversation.
Text line is messed up talking about they need to send 62 to Corpus. I mean, it's not even.
Another, they bypass Sugar Land.
Send him down in another sport. Yeah, he can't get his AAA. Said he should have been playing.
62 wasn't that bad.
he was pretty bad. All right, coming up, big day on Saturday.
Patriot way, babe.
Big day on Saturday. We got to look at the biggest story coming up this weekend on Saturday. We'll discuss that coming up.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, Hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Coming up here in about 15 minutes or so, we'll hear from our guy Brandon Scott, Texans report, as another big game. Obviously, they're all big now as the Texans sit here at 4-5 trying to get back in it. B. Scott will join us coming up here in just a bit. Hey, huge game for the Texans on Sunday, but Saturday, last Saturday was A&M with a kind of a big game, and they did what they have done all year and just routed another ranked team on the road. Did not cause them to move in the playoff rankings, though, but they did route Missouri on the road. This week, Clint and Tyler, it is the Horns. They have the big game this week, and their season's on the line right here. At least their college football playoff season's on the line. They got to go between the hedges to Athens to play the Georgia Bulldogs. A top 10 matchup. Somehow, after everything that's happened, Tyler, Texas has crept itself back into the top 10 in the college football rankings. And listen, they've been on a roll here. They won four in a row, including two wins against two top 10 teams in Oklahoma and Vandy. Georgia's won five in a row. They beat Ole Miss in that stretch, a top five team. Texas is obviously the underdog in this game.
Obvious.
Yeah, they should be. But this doesn't feel like the same Georgia team, right, that we've seen here in the past. They don't feel like they're – where it's just like, man, only two or three teams may be able to get Georgia. Clint, would you be shocked? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Even you Horn fans, try to take your burnt orange glasses off and be honest. Ugh. Would you be shocked if they beat Georgia on Saturday?
Not one bit.
Really? Not one
Georgia's
bit at all?
Georgia's not that good.
No, man, you can't just come in here and just say that low like that. I'm just telling you, Georgia's not that good.
I mean, Georgia is not.
Neither is YouTube.
It's not what we've thought Georgia has been over the last handful of years. I mean, you look at their schedule. They've got a good win, 44-41 over Tennessee.
And they were down in that sucker.
And they've got a good win over Ole Miss, 43-35. The rest of them, right? I mean, Marshall, Austin Peay, Kentucky is on the way to firing their head coach. Auburn has fired their head coach. Florida's fired their head coach. Mississippi State just got their first win, their first SEC win in 2 years. Why do I know? Because it was Arkansas they beat, right? I mean, so this Georgia team is not, I mean, it's not, you know, the Georgia team that we've come accustomed to watching and thinking they are. And so, you know, that part of it is real. And then I think there's a couple of things about Texas, right? Is I've thought their defense is real all year long. Now there's been some issues. They've choked it up a few times, but I think their defense is real. And it looks like they've figured out some things
that is
on the offensive line. Right now, I think the jury's still out on Arch. The jury's still out on do they have the speed to compete with the Georgia? They've done a good job of getting the ball to Wingo. That little kick, that little specialist, little returner they got, they've done a really good job of getting, you know, getting him rolling. And so, yeah, look, I don't think either one of these teams are – Texas is damn sure not as good as everybody thought they were. And I don't know that Georgia is as good as everybody thinks they are right now. This is not a –
They're clearly a step down, but maybe they're not comparable to the Georgia teams that Kirby's had and won championships
right.
with. But they – when you compare it to the field, are they? You still think they're even a bit?
I think they're a very beatable team. When you've got the same,
that's what Champ Slice said. He thinks they're beatable.
When you've got the same level, Jimmys and Joes, which I think Texas does. I mean, we've talked about this. I think Texas A&M, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee. I think there's that top half OU, that top half of the SEC. They've all got Jimmys and Joes that are comparable, right? And so. When you have that, it levels the playing field. And I just think Georgia's a bit overrated. I think Texas is getting better. and how close can they get by the end of the season to what they were expected to be, right? We've seen teams before. We've seen really good teams start slow, and by the end of the year, they've broken in this new quarterback. The coach has figured out the new skill sets and the new way to get this team to rock and roll. And, you know, Texas is going to have to be one of those teams. It wouldn't shock me if they beat Georgia. Now, it would shock the hell out of me if they beat A&M. But it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if they beat Georgia.
Like you, so you don't think, and I'm not trying to get to you, Tyler, but you don't think Georgia and A&M are on the same level?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. Not right now. I don't. I think there is a – I think when you talk about dudes, Ohio State and A&M are on a different level, and right now Indiana is the one team that is in that framework of the way, you know, Ole Miss kind of play. Like they don't necessarily have the Jimmys and Joes, but they make up for it with X's and O's. And that is so I think they're real. I don't know where Georgia falls in that, Ron. I don't know where Georgia – I don't know. I just don't believe Georgia is as unbeatable as folks.
No, yeah. I think Texas's offense definitely has come a long way from what we watched early. Not even just Ohio State, but they had some clunkers in there that they won. Well,
yeah.
What was it, like a – it was a Utah. I mean, so whoever that was, they played.
It took overtime to beat Mississippi State, didn't it?
That was recently. But even in that game, they scored. But I'm just saying, like, their offense was – I forgot who it was. They
Florida?
Florida, they looked bad. But I'm talking –
No, it was like UTSA.
It was like a UTSA or somebody.
I remember walking in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Arch's numbers were like, what in the hell? He was like, I promise, he was like 7 for 21 or something like that.
Yep. That's your 2026 NFL MVP, man. You better chill out.
They struggle, but they've come a long way from that. And if you, the one thing about Georgia that is weird and alarming is they have scored. Yeah, it was UTEP. They had that weird, they ended up being 27-10, but that game was a lot, like offensively, a lot tighter. Georgia's given up points. That's the big difference to me when I watch Georgia is, like, I think Texas can, the way they're playing offense right now and the way Georgia's playing, I think Texas can get to, I think they can get to 30 on Georgia. 25.
With their defense, if they get to 30.
Just with their defense. I'm just saying, like, Tennessee got 40 plus on them. You know, Ole Miss, you know, was scored. That was a high scoring game in their two toughest games. So I think they can score on them. We'll see what Georgia is able to do offensively.
Look, here's the deal. When you start talking about the rankings, right? I think your top three teams are the best teams in America. I think they're going to get those three right. I think Alabama is surging in a major way. I the jury's out on Georgia. The jury is out on Texas Tech. Even though I like them a lot, I believe they're real. The jury is out. The jury's out on Ole Miss. I've not seen Oregon play more than a couple of snaps.
We ain't gonna learn too much more about Texas Tech with what they got.
Right. We're gonna find out when it matters. Yeah. Right. And look, I think Texas is one that's coming. I think they got a real chance if they can put some pieces together on offense and get even remotely close to what the expectations were in the season. I think Alabama has surged in a major way, and then all eyes are on the Longhorns to see what they can do. And they've got plenty of football left with Georgia and Texas A&M left on their schedule right now.
And Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't even do that on purpose either.
Coming up, our Texans report. Let's hear from our guy, B. Scott.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It's Nick.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. B. Scott's in the building. Is Texans report. And I'm still ready to turn the page to the Titans, but still a little wild by that comeback. You cover this team. You've been a fan of this team. What was your feeling from that? Were you happy, excited? Like, what's your takeaway from the 29-10 comeback in the fourth quarter?
Well, of course, I was happy and excited for everybody that was involved and for the Texans. I was more so on my own just relieved because, I'm going to be honest, man, I was not convinced that they were going to win the game until Trevor Lawrence was stripped at the end and Sheldon Rankins takes it in. Will Anderson, I think,
oh,
is the one with the strip.
Oh, you thought 30 seconds was too long.
Look, I thought that it was still possible that they could make something happen, even with the defense, with the Texans' defense being better than the Jaguars' offense. I think somebody has said this earlier in the week that, man, the Texans just don't be on the right side of that history. Now, they can be up high and be the ones, like the Jaguars, to lose the game, but normally they're not the one that's coming from behind, and especially late in the fourth quarter and being on the right side of that game. And you could still see where the window was open for the Jaguars to go down there and capitalize.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We've
seen it, but they shoot themselves in the foot a time or two. And then, of course, you get that big play at the end that actually solidifies it. But, man, even as they are outplaying the Jaguars, I think thoroughly outplaying the Jaguars, certainly through the second half, but for some parts even of the first half, they're thoroughly outplaying them. I still did not feel like they were going to win that game until they actually won it.
Yeah, you know, you can't help but think about the way the Denver game ended. You can't help but wonder about the Tampa Bay game ended. It's just one of those where, you know, that defense, it's like a dam waiting to break. I mean, they're really, really, really good, but damn, how much pressure can you put on them for four quarters against good football teams before they break? And, look, I'll be honest with you, B. Scott, this was a week, too, where them old referees down the stretch were on our side, too, now.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we got a couple of calls on the defense, and we got a couple of calls offensively that put us in some really good spots when we needed it the most.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple of calls that went in. I thought that the Jaguars also had a call or two where there's like a makeup call where they get called for a pass interference that wasn't one, but then they actually do one and it doesn't get called. Yeah. So I thought there was a little bit of overcorrecting or some correcting there. But at the same time, man, the most impressive thing about what the Texans were actually doing was the fact that they were able to run the ball with some consistency in a way that I have not seen them do. Like I remember after the game, we still get – after every game, you probably get this too, Clint, on the post game. Where's Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Where's Joe Mixon? Where's Joe Mixon?
On the escalator behind B. Scott.
And look, it's a relevant question, I think, every time. But it was the first game that I really came away from it feeling like, you know what? They don't have a running back like Joe Mixon. I prefer to have him. But I actually, for the first time, really feel good about the combination, not just the running backs, but the running game overall, how they were able to displace people at times at the line of scrimmage, especially in the second half. I think Davis Mills and Nico Collins got a lot of credit for what they did, and Dalton Schultz got a lot of credit. But, man, I think a lot of that starts with, 16-yard run to start a drive with Nick Chubb. And why is he able to do that? Because he's got 2 to 3 yards to work with before he even gets downfield. Like, there was a lot of that in the second half that I think was a little bit unsung. If they can tap into it, if there's any kind of consistency, it feels like they're still going to rotate guards if they get the opportunity. So, like, if they actually figure that part out, there were some encouraging signs about what they did, even if I felt like it was unlikely.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that part kind of goes, flies under the radar, because there was so much, like, wow factor with the way they won the game is that the run game. How much of that do you think carries over to the next game?
Yeah, no, I think that's the big – so in this game, I feel like it could be pretty good against the Titans that you can still, even if it's not the run game, that you should be able to get your passing game going, even if you just commit to it, right? Like, we talked about this when they played the Seahawks on Monday Night Football a few weeks ago, how they weren't necessarily running it that effectively until they played the Texans. They weren't necessarily running it that effectively, but they were running it a lot and almost more than anybody, and they were absolutely committed to it, whether they ran it well or not. And that kind of opened things up for their passing game, which was mad explosive and has been mad explosive. So I think that the Texans can actually tap into that, even if they don't necessarily run the ball as effectively as they did against the Jags, against the Titans. I think they can still tap into some, because the Titans are not necessarily as strong on the back end.
B. Scott's joining us with this on his Texans report. Like he said, did you come away from that feeling different about Nick Caley? Right, Nick Caley all last week. And I give it to him. He talked about, we got to make some changes. There's got to be some things that are different. And things look different, particularly in short yardage. There were different approaches at the goal line. Clint used the word elite from what he watched on the film from the offensive coordinator. Did you come away from that feeling differently about Nick Caley?
I would say not a whole lot differently, but also with the caveat that I wasn't really one of the ones that was crushing Nick Caley as much as everybody else the week before. Like, I thought the goal line stuff in the Denver game was inexcusable and bullheaded and ridiculous, but also understood why they thought they should be able to do it, because a lot of football-minded people view themselves as, hey, if I can't get a yard, what are we out here doing to begin with if my offensive line can't displace? So I understand sort of the ill-sighted, the misguided nature of that. I wasn't really going to kill him for that, even though those plays weren't very bad. But I thought outside of that, isolated from the goal line play calling, I didn't think that the play calling was, on my top five list of problems for the Texans in that game. So I didn't go into the game to begin with a horrible view of him. But I do think that it's obvious that he made an adjustment, that he saw, hey, things need to be a little bit different. Maybe when we're at the goal line, the playbook shrinks. The element of surprise shrinks, and they kind of know what we're going to do. Maybe we do something a little different. Maybe we play more so to our strengths and run it to the outside. You see they did that with Woody Marks. You see that Davis Mills obviously scrambled and got to the outside. Like, they did not try to do the thing that didn't work the week before. So shout out to him for at least doing something better than he did the week before.
I'm with you on I thought the Denver game was significantly better, outside the obvious issues on the goal line. I thought the Denver game was significantly better than 15 points. I thought it was significantly better than the kind of the rap it had gotten, because it was one more week of the offense not putting up points, not putting up enough points, and not being timely and being able to move the ball and produce. But it was better. So I look at it, B. Scott, this is 2 weeks in a row where I think the offense, and Nick Caley in particular, has gotten better. And now you got the Tennessee Titans, which it should be 3 weeks in a row where you've gotten better.
Yeah.
One thing that was interesting, I think, from last week, B. Scott, is that they did a lot of good, obviously, but the youngsters got involved. Higgins and Marks were a big part of what was going on. Noel played a lot of snaps, didn't have a bunch of touches, but played a lot of snaps, made one big play. But the youngsters seemed to really get into a rhythm this week. When your guys like Christian Kirk didn't, and when your guys like Xavier Hutchinson didn't, to see that youth movement and those guys have success was big.
So last week when I was in here, I said that the only thing that the Texans offense had going for itself was the element of surprise. Because when the playbook shrink, and when the down and distance and circumstance kind of dictate
you talk
what,
to Kaylee about this.
Yeah, so and so in my mind, that just meant when it come down to it, they were not good enough. Clearly in that game, at least in the Denver game. I think whether that changes or not has a lot to do with how these young players that Clint is talking about, how they develop. Do they become, do they emerge, do they improve in a way that changes the complexion of the team back when they weren't getting involved, whether that was because they weren't ready or because the coaching staff didn't see it. It doesn't matter at this point. But if they are now ready or now decided to be ready by the coaching staff and they actually go out there and produce and are able to do things for you that they have not been doing in previous games or have not been given the chance to do in previous games, I think that changes the complexity of the team. Because like you think about how much differently do you feel about the team overall as much as you might feel great about the comeback? Well, to me, they're largely the same team. In a lot of ways, they're worse because they're injured. They've been without their quarterback. They're losing one of their key defensive players. And so these younger players that's been on the team that we've been clamoring for to have more opportunities, do they get those opportunities? And do they make the most of the opportunities, to your point, like they did in this Jaguars game?
Clint believes there is at least internal, serious internal conversations about the offensive line and where they go forward with the play of Trent Brown, with the play of Patterson. And now it looks like today, as we see the return of Titus Howard and Ed Ingram back. Do you think that there is a possibility we see changes in that offensive line, potentially a Trent Brown in there? Any thoughts of that?
Bruh, they put in a dude on Sunday.
I don't want to talk
that
about
ain't none of us ever seen. I never talked about 16. Ain't never seen.
Did you,
or anybody
else see him in training camp or anything?
No.
I didn't know he was on the practice squad.
No.
And I can get you 7-8 practice squad guys right here, right off the top of my head. I didn't have 62.
Nah. I got Eli Cox. I got I had Jared Kingston. I sent a note to Reggie, like, hey, man, I think y'all should look out for Jared Kingston. That might be the sixth offensive lineman if Blake Fisher has to go. He's inactive. And then they put out somebody that I swear on my life I'd never seen before in my life. Never seen him. So to your question, could they put out Trent Brown, who went out there and gave you good tape and has won been a Super Bowl champion and they're familiar with and probably trust? Yeah. Yeah, they could do that. Now, what does that mean for Titus Howard? Is he at right guard? Is he at left guard? Left guard seems to be the most obvious play because he's played there before and it's been a turnstile. Do they feel like that's the best way to use him? You know, like there's a couple of different things that they could do, but can you predict it? Nah, because they went out there and put a dude on the field that we ain't never seen before.
But you think there's
yeah. No, I think Clint's on to something.
Scott, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't if it were just good tackle play, it wouldn't even cross my mind. But what he's capable of doing, just because of how big he is, I mean, he just swallows guys.
Yeah, he's humongous.
It's just like when you do that, like he just like we don't have anybody up front that can eliminate a dude, a defensive player from a play. Like again, I don't know what Ron was talking about. Like, what about a speed rusher? Well, I agree. I have no idea. But I know this, even if it's, you know, if he gets beat 3 or 4 times, if the other times he eliminates a dude from a run play or a pass play, like just completely eliminates him from being a guy that could collapse the pocket, like nobody else has shown the ability to do. That's the part to me that's hard to get out of my mind, right? In a run block or when he's handing somebody off on a double team, it's like, hey, it's a big-ass defensive tackle. And we've talked about it for 2 years now. We've struggled with those double teams. Hell, they've even acknowledged it and talked about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like, hey, boom, hey, Juice, here you go, bro. Boop. And goes to the next level. Like, it's the ability to do that just changes so much up front, man. And so that's the part I can't get out of my mind about what you do.
Yeah, no, everything that I was talking about earlier about how they're 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, 3 yards past the line of scrimmage before either of these guys makes their jump cut. I do want to point out Nick Chubb looked a lot more explosive in that game than I had expected him to look as well. But before they could even make their jump cut, there's 2 or 3 yards of space to operate with. And it's hard to separate that with the first time that you saw Trent Brown out there and what he was able to do. He was an instrumental part of that and piece of that. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, I like him in the run game.
Yeah, that pass game is going to be rough. That pass game going to be because you're going to have to compensate for it some way or another.
Yeah, I thought 4-4 was a good matchup for him.
Yeah. But also, they ain't got no left guard to speak of. Or do they? You know? We've seen Patterson have some good days, have some bad days. They got a lot of different ways to attack this thing.
They got some decisions to make one way or another.
But you can also find a weakness in any argument. Yeah. Because we're talking about them trying to address the offensive line that doesn't have a left guard to speak of. So, yeah, it's a lot.
All right, that's Beast Scott every Wednesday, 4:40. Texans report. All right, coming up as we look at some news. We've got the latest with C.J. Stroud and where he is with the concussion. We'll give you that and the rest of the injury report, as well as the Rockets. They're back on the floor. They should beat the hell out of the Wizards tonight. And I wonder how many of y'all got Wizards players out here. College football playoff rankings are out as well. We'll get to all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.